And now this is a dictation for Angela Van Steele, V.S. Invictor, A.N., S.T.E.E.L., February 9, 47, address as a letter to Daniela, D.A.N.I.E.L.L.A., Mohammed, M.O.H.A.M.M.A.D. at Isabella Citizens for Health. Dear Daniela, a follow-up for Angela with chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, last visit in December. She's being evaluated for multiple falls, incontinence of urine and stools. Is my understanding, nerve conduction studies, as well as electromyogram has been done. There are concerns for severe radiculopathy, L5 level, bilateral, but probably worse on the right-sided. Is going to follow with orthopedic, potential need for surgery. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies infection in the urine or change of volume. Incontinence as indicated above. No chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. Mobility restricted because of the falls. Denies loss of consciousness or severe lightheadedness. Trying to do low salt. Other review system done. Medication list review. I want to highlight new chlorthalidone for blood pressure control and added gabapentin for neuropathy. Remains on cholesterol treatment. Presently no potassium. Next paragraph, weight 172, blood pressure nurse 129.78, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal or back tenderness, no major edema. Next paragraph, recent chemistries in June, creatinine 1.28, which is baseline, stable anemia with a normal white blood cell platelets, calcium is trending up, presently 10.8, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, phosphorus, present GFR 43. PTH will need to be updated, previously documented high. Prior urine, no blood, no protein, no cells, and albumin creatinine ratio not elevated. She's known to have a small kidneys. This is from many years back, without evidence for obstruction or urinary retention. She's known to have questioned liver cyst or masses. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, stable over time, not symptomatic, underlying hypertension, bilateral small kidneys, new blood pressure medicine, chlorthalidone. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Chronic high calcium with high PTH. A little bit worse with the use of chlorthalidone as expected, but not symptomatic. To be monitored, PTH will be updated. There is anemia but has not required EPO treatment. No need for bicarbonate replacement or change diet for potassium. Follow up with orthopedic and neurology above. Defaults, weakness, lower extremities, incontinent bowel and stools. Likely will need surgical procedure for that L5 level. Plan to see her back in 6 months. End of dictation.